Hi, Big Fatty.
Oh, hi. Oh, you look fabulous today. Oh, you've been shopping, haven't you?
How did you know?
Well, your Easter bonnet with all the shit upon it. You'll be the something in the Easter parade. Because you know, old Peter Cottontail's coming to see us this week.
Oh, didn't he sponsor the So-So Question contest?
No, that's Peter G.
Oh.
Does he have
a cottontail?
He may. Well, I'm not quite sure of how to describe his tail, but probably not cotton.
Oh.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 29th of March, 2021, in the holy year, the extremely Eastery year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader,
V-E-D-E-R. V-A-D-E-R. He needs to re-record that. Larry H. Vader, how's everyone doing? With me is the very... Are you eating a Reese's egg over there? It's Brick Friday, everyone.
No, it's just...
Are you pooping a Reese's egg? This,
no, as we're recording this, we're getting a little taste of summer. Just a taste
of... Oh, I'm sorry.
It.
And by a taste, you mean the Saharan Desert?
A buffet.
Yeah, because...
No, it's hot as fuck.
Let's just do this. Maybe. You know what? Let's just do this.
Sounds very weather ratty.
It is. It is. You guys, it's the weather update. Oh, it's going to be like 83, 84. It's 89 degrees on my back porch in the shade right now as we record
and
this.
The humidity.
I know. I was just... My friend Big Mama just came by with a dehumidifier because I texted this morning. I said, I need two things, both of which are just advice. I need some hurricane globes that I broke when I was cleaning for some sconces.
I know.
And I said, I need the more
sconces,
contemporary
now, did
ones.
Did you get the blueberry sconces or
I did.
The plain ones?
Okay. The glazed blueberry ones. But also, I said, I need advice on a dehumidifier. That's quiet. Like, that's key here, is I want it to just run. I don't want it to be like, a window AC unit. And he said, I've got five in my shed. I'll bring you one. So,
why would anyone need five dehumidifiers?
Well, his old house used to get, it had some issues, I think.
Humid?
I think there was like, it was very damp. Like, the ground was wet. Like, I think there was a, like, spring or something there, but also his father owns a heating and air business, so he has all of these things, and so he brought one over, y'all. Yes, they put out heat. I'm gonna tell you, it already feels 10 degrees cooler in the house with the humidity jacked down to 48% from 62%.
Now,
so,
do you have to empty the tray or whatever?
Or do the
kitties do that?
Right. No. It's like a bin that's sealed. And yes, you have to empty it. Or it's got like a way that you can just drain it like out into a drain, but like I just
like it onto the carpet or whatever.
Right, right, exactly. Just right onto the floor. Yeah, you can just drain it right onto the floor. And so I did not set that up, though it does have it. I just have it going into itself, and it has already pulled about a gallon of water out of the air in the last 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So I know.
Could,
this is a
would that. Could you put your underpants on that and let it get the moisture out of them?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It just gets everything bone dry. So, but y'all, you would think it. I don't know what it is about it, but the kitty cats love it. So this week, it was a very busy week at the Vader family compound. I got a new HVAC unit. Yeah, yeah, I got a new HVAC unit. It was the easiest swipe of $7,000 on my credit card I've ever had to swipe. But it wasn't really that much, but it felt like it. And
now, are the carpets good and clean with that new vac? That HVAC?
Right. And so,
is it the remote control one?
It is controlled on the internet. Yes.
If that's, okay.
Yes. Although I haven't quite got all that figured out just yet. So, y'all, you know, it's been cool. It's been fairly cool here in Charleston.
It has.
And, they said, we can come out Friday and put your new unit in. I said, okay. So I did not have any source of air conditioning, leading up to this. And that's why I was
shower.
Doing it. Correct. Still don't have a shower. April 16th. Okay. And so they came out like after I got the quote and everything, and they were like, "Oh, there's only one that'll work in this house because your closet is too small. So we have to like there's this very specific thing, but it's no problem to get it." And I said, "Okay." And they said, "But it's a special order, so it's not going to be cheap." Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but and so they come out and y'all. I'm going to tell you, it was Larry and Larry, young Larry and young Larry, and they were very good-looking gentlemen, and they were ready to work. And they
now,
were
wait a minute.
On it.
Now, didn't Larry the Marine come and
he
measure
came in,
everything
and,
first?
Yeah, he came in to give me the quote, and good Lord, Larry the Marine was hot. And actually, I got two quotes. One was from Woober Larry from a different company. And sorry, there is a very angry kitty. I know. One was from Woober Larry from a really good company, but their price was okay, but it just didn't. Their financing terms. Well, their financing terms were terrible.
If everything was within $100 to the two,
it was.
Okay, then you always go with the hot one.
Well, if everything is the same, yes, but the financing terms were not, y'all, this first company that's probably the better company as far as, like, family-owned and operated, they were like, it's just 10% APR. Y'all, it was going to be, and they were like, it's 10% APR for 10 years. And I was like, what? And so you do the math, and you're almost double paying for this damn thing. So I, of course, went with the 0% APR, you know. And so anyway, but they come out, and they are on it. Like, they were a little bit late. But they got here. I introduced myself. We elbow bumped because you know you can't shake hands.
Right.
COVID. Showed them where everything was. I had everything clean, ready to go. You know.
Wow, that took
doors
some
open.
Prep then.
It took a lot. I had all the doors off that needed to come off. You know, whatever for them to get through the house. Closed up all the other stuff that was in the way. They were on it, and in 30 minutes they had the old one sitting on the curb. And I said, I was like, I'm in no rush. I took the day off, but like, how long is this going to take? And they were like, I don't know, like 2.5 hours. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Okay. And so they're moving and I had to come back downstairs. I was upstairs working, but y'all, I got too hot because it was, what was it? Like 85 degrees or something, 88 degrees.
Yeah.
And it just, by like 10 a.m.
For a fat person, it might as well have been 100.
Right. And so went back downstairs and I was sitting on the sofa, like, down there just chatting with them as they walk by.
Were you
and,
taking pictures also?
No. Okay. They got everything all wired up. Y'all, they go to put it in, it doesn't fit.
Ah! How many times in your life have you gotten it all wired up and it doesn't fit? NASA probably holds the record for that.
Right. So I said, you know, funny story about that. That's why we chose this unit. And it's not what you normally put in. He's like, what do you mean? This is the unit we always put in. And I was like, oh, I see what's happened. So they were like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. You know, I'm fat. And so we ended up actually, I was like, why don't you just cut out some of the wall on the inside of the closet where the return, where the air handler is? And they're like, you don't mind? And I was like, what the fuck would I mind if you cut out some of the drywall? Like, what does it matter? I don't even know why it's there to begin with, like inside a utility closet. And so they did that. They got it in. Y'all, they were gone by noon. And he said, oh, it's going to take 24 hours for your house to get down to, because it was 82 degrees in the house when they left with 74% humidity.
Ooh.
Y'all, in an hour, it was 74 degrees and 55% humidity. It worked. And so very excited.
Keep talking for a second.
So we went through and got everything done when it was cool. And y'all, it just, this house is like a different Bader family compound. I'm going to tell you, the kitties were luxuriating. Unfortunately, it's so efficient and works so well that it doesn't run that much. And so it doesn't keep the humidity down. So we had to go into full on humidity patrol this morning and figure something out. So anyway, so I am very excited. And I know the criticizers like Baron Frosty, why are you putting it if you're going to sell it? Well, first of all, y'all, you can't sell a house without an HVAC unit in Charleston.
Well, you can, but nobody's going to buy it.
Right, right. And two, I got to live here until I sell it. So again, reference being fat and humidity.
And the HVAC will help get the stench out as well.
It does. It does. It came with like an electrostatic filtration system that all that
stuff.
Stench
remover.
Purifier. Uh-huh. It does work. It smells very good in here.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's what I've been up to this week. What about you? Have you been up to anything exciting?
No, not a whole lot. Big doings, biggest doings this week is I've gotten my federal and my state tax refund.
Well, I haven't filed mine because I have to pay. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you've got till May 17th now.
I saw that. So I will hold their $23 a little bit longer. And I know.
Ooh.
I don't want to destroy the budget.
You know, a week from today, the 5th of April is big doings day.
Oh, I know, for both of us. And we'll talk about that more next week and in whatever. But, y'all, we are getting our second little vaccine.
You know, we'll be singing vaccine, 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 vaccine.
We will be, but we can sing along with Dolly because, you know, she re-recorded Jolene to be about getting your vaccine.
Vaccine, right.
Uh-huh. And we can sing along with Miss Dolly. You know, I really need to get back up to the mountain so I can sing along with Miss Dolly.
Oh, I think that sounds like a lovely idea.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about going next week.
It's cooler up there in the mountains this time of year.
I doubt it. And to be clear, it's 88 degrees as we record this on Saturday. We're recording a little early. I don't know why, but Fatty had a conflict on Sunday. But, y'all, it's going to be like 45 degrees coming up next week. So,
yeah.
I guess I get to see if my heat works too. I had to
turn my air conditioning on for Friday.
It's too hot.
For Friday at Fatty's. It was a little suffocating.
Well, and especially since Friday at Fatty's has a reputation of sending people to the hospital, you didn't want to add to that, really.
Right.
Now,
we didn't need to send them with a fever.
It's true.
By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but I've got a fever for the flavor of a Pringles.
Okay, well, I can only suggest that we do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fat. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
time.
His whole life's a shame.
Maybe I need to take him to the mountain.
No, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, and you know, you big fat, you know, everybody's thing. Putting on a little weight, and it'd be a pudge nudge.
Ooh. All right. Well, we did get one voice letter this week.
We did.
Yeah. So let's take a listen.
Let's take a listen.
Hello, Big Fatty and Larry Vader. This is the Laughing Buddha, and it's Wednesday, the 24th of March. Finally getting caught up on your little show.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Felt Why so bother? Bad that you didn't have any content yet again. So I thought I would give you a call.
Still don't.
And let you know that, yes, I indeed did get my Fauci ouchie on
Good.
Monday afternoon. And I got the Pfizer vaccine. Mm. And my second dose is scheduled for Monday, the 12th of April.
Oh, that's and right.
It
3 weeks.
It's going to be almost lunchtime. So I'm going to make some soup because it's still soup weather here.
Oh,
and you know the ooh, old lava people
soup
love
night.
Soup. So,
yeah,
just true. Calling in, saying hey. Hope you're doing well. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Aw, thanks,
thank
Laughing
calling.
Buddha. Yes, thank you for calling after we called you out last week. Yeah,
did we,
no, we did. We did. I said there's one person that listens, that comments that he listens, that we don't ever talk about, and that's the Laughing Buddha. And so I feel like that kind of nudged him into.
Did calling. You? Was that the pudge nudge?
I don't think the Buddha is.
No,
that.
The Laughing Buddha's lost so much weight.
Right.
So,
right. Well,
by the way,
it. Yeah.
By the way, did he laugh at all during that call?
No. I don't know why he's the Laughing Buddha. So, y'all, we also got some e-letter correspondence.
Oh.
And we did. And I'm going to start this out by saying we always appreciate all of the correspondence. Okay. So, Brian
Wait
and the Berries.
Sounds like that's soon to be followed by, however.
Yeah. No. So Brian and the Berries went, you know, that's, well, he says it's from both of them.
Right, Brian and the Dingleberries.
Right. Uh-huh. So they sent in something for the little show for the Dead or Alive segment. But there is a small...
Oh, wow, wonderful.
Right, there is a small problem with it.
Okay.
What they sent in. It's all people that died this week.
Oh, well, so that makes Dead or Alive a lot easier.
It's true. It's more just dead.
Uh-huh.
Like, so,
well,
so,
hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead. Or dead.
Right. So I don't know that would be super entertaining, but they did point out in that e-letter that...
Was I on the list, by the way?
No, the singer Edward Kill died. He was 77. He sang Mr. Trololo, and I don't know who that what that is. But also, some 60s Russian la 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 singing guy died.
Oh
week.
Yeah, the 60s right. Russian la 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 singing
yeah.
guy.
So so they are dead. I'm just confirming. But thank you, Laughing Buddha. Thank you, Dingleberries, for. Sending in a little update for us. Don't you love that they became
lovely.
The Dingleberries? Like, that's just, you know.
It's just
I'm sure they love being called the Dingleberries.
Peter G. did that to them.
That cottontail.
And you know, like with Dingleberries, once you say it just clings.
Right. It's true. Well, I believe that Doc Stone even became Miss West for a while from that very, very incident. Like, you say it one time and... It's a thing. It's a tradition after you said it once.
It was more than just a while. It was a long while.
Right. So, yeah. So, oh, Lord, Big Fatty. Ooh. Well, it is going to be a very busy week at the coal mine.
Oh, what's coming? What's going on this coming week?
Nothing too exciting to talk about on here, but just a lot of little doings and whatnot. And then I'm going to take off and just vomit it.
Dude, is that a hairball that just came up?
It's a humidity ball. And gonna take off Thursday and Friday at the coal mines. Just because, but I've had to take off so much time already for all this stuff. And then may go out of town. There's talk of my friend Big Mama and his husband and I going up to the mountains. And then I invited Chris. I don't know if he's going to go, but he's very busy. Oh. Very busy. So we're looking at that, and we'll see. Doubt it's going to happen. But I might go, but I got to get my car. Well, it's a long story. But anyway, so all that being said, you know what else we haven't done?
What?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty, let's talk about people who were born on this day in history. I'm going to tell you who they were and if they are dead or alive.
All right. Megan Hilty.
Megan Hilty. Well, you know, Megan Hilty is alive, and mm-hmm. she is the third cousin of your good friend, Hilby 2000.
So very, very close.
Right.
But
the Hilties and the Hilbies, no. Right? Oh
no, Megan Hilty is alive, but she's best known from Wicked and from the TV program Smash. So,
okay, anyway, I don't know who was she in Wicked.
Very large fun bags.
Oh. So, well,
Bailey.
Pearl Bailey. I believe that Pearl Bailey is dead. And that she is no other than the one and only famous, infamous sometimes, Minnie Pearl.
So very, again, very, very close. I know. Pearl Bailey is indeed dead, died in 1990.
Can't help but get them all right. Okay.
She's an American Tony and Emmy award-winning stage and screen actress,
right,
and was in Hello Dolly.
Oh, so, I didn't know that Minnie Pearl was in that? Hello Dolly.
No, she was. Rubens.
Paul Rubens. He was a quiz program host. You're going to ask me which ones, and I don't remember, but he is dead. Dead.
He is indeed dead, and a lot of people probably felt Paul Rubens was... what is that that crazy man that was on the children's programs?
The crazy man on the children's programs. I don't know.
That had the big chair and...
Oh, Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman. Yeah. Isn't his name Paul Rubens?
It's something like that, yeah.
That wasn't this Paul Rubens.
He is not dead.
No, this Paul Rubens was an English musical comedy composer, and he was in Miss Hook of Holland. I didn't know if you knew that. I don't know if it was Miss Food Hook, you know.
Performed in Walnut Hills.
Miss Food Hook of Walnut Hills.
Right.
But, you know, probably very, very similar anyway.
Yeah, okay, and so the music's gone, but I suspect there's one more. There's at least
one more. There's just one more. There's just one more, and I don't even know why I'm even mentioning it. It's so easy.
Okay.
Cy Young.
You know, he was an athlete. He was a famous one. Dead. And he's dead. There's a little award named after him, the Cy Young Award.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And do you need any more information? I knew you were going to ask that. I believe it was baseball. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you sure about that?
No, not at all. Okay. But
Cy Young was indeed an American baseball pitcher. Had the most wins in Major League Baseball, and dead as a doornail.
When did he die?
1955.
Oh, did you two know each other? Like in college or anything?
No, I wasn't born until 56.
Oh.
Vera may have known him.
Much older.
Significantly older than I am.
Yeah, much older.
Speaking, by the time folks hear this on Monday, on Sunday, you know, that's Daniel Bibas.
Birthday. Yeah. Yes. I don't speak
54.
To him. Yeah. You know that Daniel Bieber, I tweeted at him this week. I try to be nice to him. He's nothing but rude to me. So I'm not going to bother anymore. Nope. Done. Just done. Speaking of people that talked to this week.
When you say rude, are you talking about the brown flour mixture?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Speaking of brown flour mixtures, I got a message from the Gravitas this week.
Really?
I did. And he was going on and on about something. I said, you know, you should call that into the voice letter line at the LFC.online. And he said, I unsubscribed. Right. Well, you know, he's very busy. You know, he's got a sugar daddy.
Moving into pool season.
Right. He's going back to college. He's got a sugar daddy. He's out there in the LA and said, oh, are you coming to the Palm Springs?
Is that Lower Alabama?
It is Lower Alabama. And I said, yes, I'm coming to the Palm Springs. I just spoke to Extra Special Chris about it, but we have not chosen a date. And he's like, oh, well, let me know. We'll go to the barracks. And I said, that sounds like a ruined idea if ever there was a ruined idea.
The barracks is a fun bar over in Cathedral City.
Yeah, I am sure Extra Special Chris would love to go to the barracks. So the Gravitas is doing well. He just wanted to make sure that I knew it was him, not Ed Chan messaging. And I said, okay. Well, I can't tell the difference. You know, we have not taken our Asian awareness training at work yet this year. So maybe they'll teach.
Is there such a thing?
There is. The coal mine has added a training module for something cultural. I don't know. We're up to like 400 required trainings now. And they're all required and then overdue. They don't actually tell you when they're due, so you just get a hateful message saying your training's overdue. And
By training, does that have anything to do with Petticoat Junction?
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
I didn't know maybe Homer Bedlow was the instructor or something like that.
Well, I mean, I can see how you would think that, but truthfully,
it sounds like the Pants Off Express.
It's Brian in Boston that is the conductor of
We know how he conducts himself.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
I know. Poor Brian in Boston. He unsubscribed. And every now and again, he pops back on the Twitter and says something. Ooh.
Well, you know. Oh, he does it just so he can unsubscribe again.
Well, I mean, why else would you do it?
There's nothing better than unsubscribing to the LFC.
Right. Now, everybody, I got nothing. It's going to be a quiet week here at the Vader Family Compound.
Less humidity, more cool, and then once the humidity gets gone, then you'll have to put on the electric camisole.
Oh! It's true. Y'all, we really need some comment. MEH at the LFC.online. Please, for the love of God, send in some content.
Right.
Lord, it's dreadful over here, so send something.
Tell us what the Easter Bunny's going to bring you.
When's Easter? Is that next weekend? Or this coming weekend as we're recording? Hopefully just a lot of fat chocolate. The Reese's eggs are on sale at the Ollie, so I was going to go ahead and get some.
Oh.
Yeah. But okay. I don't. What about you? Anything good?
Oh, we're just chocolate bunnies.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I said bunnies, not kangaroos.